Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. And the last couple of weeks, the whole country has been crazy with storms and rain and tornadoes and everything else. And I know a lot of you that are gardening are maybe on the edge of having a problem with two crops. The number one vegetable grown by the home gardener is the tomato. The number one flower grown by the home gardener is the impatient. And both of these plants have a problem this year. Now let's start with the impatience. If last year you were growing impatience in your garden, they grew beautiful like they always have, and then all of a sudden, they just fell apart. All the leaves came off, the flower buds came off, and they went downhill very, very quickly, and then died. There was a disease that has now spread across the whole country called downy mildew. And up until last year, there was no product that could stop this fungus disease. During the winter, many state universities did research, and they found a product that will take care of downy mildew on impatiens. Now, if you grew impatiens and you did not have a problem, most likely, or hopefully, you will not have a problem this year. But if you did, then you need to spray your plants every 2 weeks with either a product called Agrifos, A-G-R-I-F-O-S, made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, or Plant Doctor, made by Organic Labs. Now, these are both organic and very, very safe. Now, if you grew tomatoes and you're getting spotted foliage, yellowing of the leaves, working its way from the bottom of the plant, working its way up, or from the inside, working its way out, it is either early blight, which hits the plants during the month of June, or late blight that affects the plant during the month of July. And late blight, the last 3 years has been, again, all over the country. It's been a major problem for the home gardener as well as the farmer. And again, they didn't know what to use. The same product, Agrifos or Plant Doctor, if you start spraying your tomatoes right now and you do it every 2 weeks, you will not get early blight or late blight on your tomato plants. Now, this was tested by Rutgers, Penn State, University of Florida, University of Texas, University of Georgia, and they all came out, I mean, with the same results. They tested over 100 different fungicides, and Plant Doctor and Agrifos were the only products that took care of both downy mildew on impatiens and early and late blight of your tomatoes. So if you're growing tomatoes, they look beautiful, and all of a sudden they go downhill and they fall apart, most likely it's late blight if it happens in July. And you need to start spraying this product on your plants right now. And you repeat every 2 weeks. It's inexpensive. It's organic. And it works wonderful. Go down to your local nursery, your local garden center. Feed and grain stores have it. Blue Seal stores have it. And it will solve many, many other problems in your garden. It's a fungicide that was developed in France for the grape industry. And believe me, it does a great job. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together so that you can have a great season. Don't be shy. If you don't ask, you can't solve the problem. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Margaret from Mass with a question about English ivy.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me what's happening with your English ivy.
Well, I've had two spruce trees removed, and underneath are poison ivy and English ivy. And I need to get these out so I can plant some beautiful plants.
Okay, so you want to kill everything that's there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin the soil.
Okay. Then what I would do is I would get a product called Cleanup. K-L-E-E-N-U-P. And you can buy that at any garden center, nursery, feed and grain store. And I like Cleanup. It's basically the same thing as Roundup, except it's twice as strong and about a third to half the price of Roundup. And it will not hurt the soil. Now, you take the Cleanup, you spray it directly on the foliage on a day where there's no rain scheduled. And then you may have to repeat it if you've got really strong growing English ivy. But poison ivy, one application, it's gone.
Oh, great.
So you go back. You may have to go back like 10 to 14 days later, hit your English ivy a second time. But what's nice about the Cleanup is once it gets into the soil, within a 10 to 14 day period, the sun, the water, and the microbes will totally destroy the product. And you can rototill and plant vegetables in it. There's no other weed killer that will allow you to do this. So it's called Cleanup, made by Bonide. And believe me, twice the strength, half the cost. How can you beat that?
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. And you have a great day today. Enjoy it. We have open lines, so if we can help you, the number to call, 855-660-4261. Now, Father's Day is next Sunday, and if you go to my website, paulparent.com, you'll see my picture on the bottom. To the right of my picture, there are two companies that specialize in garden tools. One of them is called Turbo Tiller, and they have a cultivator that you put in your cordless drill or electric drill, and you can cultivate your garden with it. You don't need a rototiller anymore. And for those of you with a small garden, it is wonderful. great for weeding, great for cultivating. I used it to dig a trench to plant my potatoes this week. It was so easy, it was incredible. And then the other company is called A.M. Leonard. And they are a garden tool specialty company. And my wife bought me for Father's Day what they call a garden scoot. And the garden scoot is a four-wheeled vehicle that you pull just like a wagon. And it has a seat like the tractor, like the seat of a tractor, nice and wide and comfortable. It's adjustable. There's a basket attached to it so that you can bring all of your equipment out to the garden. And what a wonderful thing. I mean, I've got sore legs from years of working in the garden and from kneeling. They get sore. So when I get tired, I sit on the garden scoot, relax, have a good drink of water, get back in the garden, and I'm all energized. And this is a great gift for Father's Day or Grandfather's Day. Bad back, bad knees. Take a look at it. And if you call them early, they'll get it to you for Father's Day. But check out the website, paulparent.com.
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appear to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agriflas is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agriflas is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agriflas also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agriflas at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On this beautiful Sunday in June, if you're planning on working in the garden and you've run into some problems, give us a call. It's toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sylvia from Mass with a question about wisteria.
Sylvia, good morning. How can we help you with your wisteria today?
Hi, Paul. Thank you for what you do. Two things. I'm a little confused when the person called about wisteria. You said prune it before Mother's Day. If you did that, then wouldn't you be cutting the flowers off?
No, I said pruning it after Mother's Day, after it finishes blooming.
No, I understand that. But you said prior to that, you said prune before Mother's Day.
Then I was wrong. It will come in bloom around Mother's Day.
No, exactly.
Traditionally.
Okay.
And then it will make the new growth.
Right.
Once you get about 3 feet of new growth, cut it back to about 18 inches. And if you can do that two or three times during the summer, you will ensure that that plant stays bushy and stalky.
Okay, I got that. I figured that's what you said, but maybe it didn't come out that way. Anyway, get back to a clematis that's 3 years old, and it's 5 feet long, growing on a chain-link fence. Is it too late to prune it way back, or what should I do?
Yeah, it really is.
It's a fall-blooming clematis.
Yeah, that's the white one called paniculata.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a great clematis, and it's one of my favorite because it's so fast growing, and it will grow in half a day of shade.
Right.
And great for fences and things like that. But see, right now it's got a lot of foliage on it. It's growing like crazy. And I think that if you do prune it back some now, you're going to lose some of the blossoms on it.
Okay. So that should have been done before it started to really leaf out a lot?
Yeah. Clematis should be pruned before they make the new growth or... If you want to prune it now, you can remove all of the dead growth that's on that plant.
Right.
But as far as doing a major pruning.
Mm-hmm, I can't touch the new growth. Okay.
Right. If you do a major pruning and remove a lot of that new growth, you're going to cut back your flowering by 50% or more.
Right. That's what I figured. Okay, so originally, if you pruned it really early, how far back? I've been told you can prune that practically in half if you do it early.
I'll tell you, many years ago, I planted two clematis. I worked at a nursery, and we had these big wooden gates, and we had a post that we hooked the gate to when we were open, and then at night, we'd unhook it from the post. Mm-hmm. And we would lock them to keep everybody out. And the post was just a big eyesore for me. So I planted two big clematis, one on each post, mm-hmm. just to have some color on there. Well, I came into work one day. We had had a major wind and rainstorm, and the gate blew open. And when it did, it hit the post that it's normally latched to, snapped it at the ground level, and when it did, the clematis also snapped at the ground level. So I got in, I put a temporary post, took out the old post, and my clematis was cut flush to the ground. It had been in there 3 years. I was really disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, when I get some time, I'll plant another one. Well, I put the new post in, we got it all set, and all of a sudden, new shoots came out of the ground, and that clematis yeah. was twice the size and had twice the flowers. So what I started to do is every 3 years, I would cut it right down to the ground, lime it like crazy, feed it nice and heavy spring and fall, and it would just explode with growth and flowers. So sometimes it's a way to get rid of the old wood to encourage new growth, and the new growth is going to give you more flowers and be more productive. So next March, walk up to it with a pair of pruners. I'm doing this for your own good, and just chop it within a foot of the ground, lime it, fertilize it, and watch it take off for you.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the nose spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to the top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to help you to have a great gardening season. You know, I've been telling you a lot about the Blue Seal stores in your area. And one of the unique things that they do is if you haven't tested your soils in your vegetable or flower gardens or even your lawn, if you bring them a little baggie of soil, they'll test it for free. Not many places do that today. And Blue Seal is a wonderful, wonderful company. They're all independently owned. Their people are knowledgeable in all phases of gardening. And if you're not quite sure what to get Dad for Father's Day, you can always get a gift certificate. Then Dad can go down to the Blue Seal store near there and pick up what they need for tools or fertilizers, chemicals, organic products for the garden. So check it out. If you've never been to a Blue Seal store, this is the time for you to look, because you want somebody who knows the answers. And what I found, I spent about a half an hour in the store just listening. And what I heard surprised me. Some questions were asked. Some of the salespeople didn't know the answer, and they said, I don't know, but I'll find out for you. They went, they talked to the boss. Boss gave them the answer. They relayed it back to the customer. How many places would do that? How many places would actually take the time to get the right answer so that you'll have results? Check them out if you get a chance. Go to BlueSealStores.com. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Maggie from Mass with a question about climbing roses.
Maggie, how can we help you with the climbing roses? What's happening to them?
Actually, I have a friend who has had a beautiful climbing rose bush for years and years. And I finally convinced them to give me a piece of it last fall. Brought it in and planted it. And that thing does not have any green on it anywhere. Is there a specific time of year that's better for climbers to be transplanted?
Well, first of all, they would have a climbing rose is a single plant, and they are all grafted. And the reason that they're grafted, if you live in New England, is that the winters from, let's say, Pennsylvania, Northern Virginia, the Carolinas north, the winters are too cold. So what they have to do is they grow a rose bush for the root system that will tolerate below zero weather. Once the root system is established in the rose grower's field and well established, they cut the top of the plant off and they throw it away. And then they'll take the specific rose that you're looking for and they graft it to that root system. So now the top is hardy because it has a root system that will tolerate the cold weather. And every Floribunda, Grandiflora, and hybrid tea rose that you can buy at your nursery or garden center is a grafted rose. So if your friend took a cutting from their rose bush and planted it, and it didn't survive the winter, it's because the roots that that plant produced could not survive with the cold weather. And the only way that you will be able to is to buy a new plant. Now, there are varieties that have their own root where they're not grafted. There is a wild Cape Cod Rambler that has pink flowers on it. And if you drive to Cape Cod, they're all over the place growing wild. They have their own root. The beach roses, or Rosa rugosa, they have their own root. And you can take the shoots that sucker from that plant, dig the little sucker plants and transplant it, and they'll do real well. But your everyday Grandiflora, Floribunda, and hybrid teas are all grafted for that reason, for the cold hardiness. And that's why your plant did not survive.
Well, I am so disappointed. The original, the mom of this plant, is probably 50 years old. And it's just glorious when it does bloom. And I thought, just one little piece is all I need. Well, that wasn't true then, and I understand why.
Yeah. The other thing that you could try, Maggie, go over to your friend's house at this time of the year and see if there are any branches that are running underground. And if you pull up on them, they feel like they're rooted to the ground. And if that happens, try cutting a branch that has its own root system. And dig it up, plant it in your yard, and really nurse it along to get it to go. In the fall, put a mound of bark mulch a foot high right on top of the main stem that you've gotten from your friend, and see what happens. Because if it's a variety that's 50 years old, it's very possible that it is one of the old-fashioned varieties that was not grafted. But it has to have roots for it to survive the winter. So if there's a branch that got buried with soil or buried with bark mulch, and that stem developed its own root system, then cut it from the main plant, dig it up with the roots, relocate it to your garden, add, you know, composted manure, add this garden core, which is ground cocoa fibers from black gold. This stuff is incredible. And use a good slow-release organic fertilizer, pamper it, give it plenty of water, and then around Thanksgiving, mulch it with a mound of mulch, a foot high over it and around the plant, and see what happens. And if it's one of the old-fashioned varieties, it may survive for you. You've got nothing to lose.
Paul, how deep would you plant this cutting if you get it?
I would put the cutting in about 6 to 8 inches.
Okay. And can I ask you one more question about lilac?
Sure.
What's the best time of year to cut them back?
As soon as they finish blooming. So right now, my lilacs are pretty well done.
Okay.
And you can cut them back by one third.
Perfect. I thank you very much for your help.
I thank you, and you have a great Sunday.
Thank you. You
too. Bye-bye now. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bruce from Maine with a question about potatoes.
Bruce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me what's happening with your potatoes.
Well, first of all, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I got my vegetable garden well-tilled, and I have beets, chard, growing, and kale, and peas, but I'm going to plant my potatoes. I think I need to do an additive for, you know, and I'm organic. What should I be doing just before I bring the hole out and make
the
burrow?
Okay, I'll tell you what I did. I planted my potatoes on Thursday, and normally they've been in for a couple of weeks.
Yes, we're
but
behind.
The weather has just messed up everybody.
Yes.
What I did is I took... I have this turbo tiller. This thing is unbelievable. And I loosened up all my soil a foot deep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dug out the trench a foot deep. I added the black gold core fiber. And it's kind of an orangey color. It's ground up coconut fiber. And I wanted to add that to the soil to add organic matter. I also added soil moist, because potatoes like a lot of moisture if you want to get some big potatoes. And soil moist, it looks like rock salt. You sprinkle a little bit right in the trench. It swells, and it holds moisture in the ground. Blended the cocoa fiber, blended the soil moist, and then I sprinkled in some dynamite just to give it some food in the trench. Set my seed potatoes every 18 inches. And again, I was a foot deep. And I filled the trench halfway. Left the rest of the soil on each side of the trench. I'm going to let the potatoes come up. And once they've come up through 6 inches of soil, then I'll slowly fill the whole trench, and that whole trench will fill full of potatoes. I don't cut them. I try and get potatoes that are 2 to 3 inches in diameter from my local Blue Seal store. And that way I don't have to cut them and put sulfur and let them dry and have some rot. So I put the whole potato in. And then once they come up, then I'll use a granular fertilizer. I use the Dr. Earth with the probiotics because it has a lot of the mycorrhizae and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mound. And what I do is when the plant gets to be about, oh, maybe 8 to 10 inches tall, I'll take my hoe or my cultivator and I'll pull the soil from the walkway and mound it up against the stems of my potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make that mound about 18 inches wide. My rows are 2 feet apart. So I'll make it 12, 15, 18 inches wide. And as the plant gets taller, I'll keep pulling more and more soil out of the walkway so that by the time you get to September, yeah, I mean, I'm walking below grade and my potatoes are way above grade.
Yes, and you wind up with a whole bunch of potatoes.
Yeah, and they are wonderful. Now, the other thing that I do, and I've had great results, and I found out by accident, I had a problem 3 years ago with the Colorado potato beetle. And it's an oval-shaped beetle with stripes in it.
Right.
And I was spraying my tomatoes because it had the big hornworms. And I had some extra. And I sprayed my potatoes to kill the Colorado potato beetle. I figured I got nothing to lose. I've got some left. The following morning, Bruce, every Colorado potato beetle on my potatoes was laying on the ground.
Oh.
And it's totally organic. So how can you beat that?
Well, thank you so much for your advice.
I thank you, and good luck with your potatoes, my favorite vegetable.
Aphids and whiteflies bugging you? Use Monterey Lawn and Garden's new aphid and whitefly spray. Great protection for your ornamentals in the garden, on the patio, or kitchen window. It comes in an aerosol can, so you use less material than a trigger sprayer. Monterey aphid and whitefly spray works fast with rapid results. It kills beetles, leaf miners, and caterpillars, and controls over 40 insects listed on the label. Look for Monterey aphid and whitefly spray at your local garden supply store. Another fine product from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with Video-Cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video-Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at Video-Cam.com. That's Video-Cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video-Cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a newsletter. It will be coming out this Thursday. We've been very busy trying to get the gardens situated and planted. We apologize for not sending it the last couple of weeks, but they will be returning to your computer on Thursday. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Janie from Kittery, Mass. with a question about lilacs.
Janie, good morning. How can we help you with your lilacs today?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for... I have lilacs that didn't produce any flowers at all this year, and I was wondering, I gave them plantone in that, or how? And I was wondering if I gave them too much.
No, you wouldn't give them too much. First of all, how big is the plant and how old are they?
They're about probably 5 years old, and they're both very big. And I do cut them down every year.
You cut them down when? As soon as they get them blooming?
Yes.
Okay, and how much do you remove from the plant?
Quite a lot.
Okay, because if you could be removing all of the flower buds, because the flower buds would be on the new growth that's produced the previous year. So right now your lilacs are coming to an end, or they're all done blooming,
right.
And the new growth that's being produced will in late August and September make flower buds. So if you take all the new growth off, you've removed the position of where the flower bud. So try pruning them. What I do with mine to control the size, I take a third of the plant and I prune it. So I'll take all the high branches, cut those back by a third, and leave two-thirds of the other branches untouched.
Oh, okay.
So that way I control the height, but I still have plenty of flowers. So if you prune every single branch, you take the growing point out and the point where the flower bud will form in the fall for the following spring. So prune the tall branches to control the height and to stimulate new growth. Lime them, use the plantone, and you will have flowers.
And I have one more question about holly.
Yes.
Both of my holly plants that were on either side of my front door have died. Last year, one died, and the other one was very sickly looking. And then this year it has died. Now, I've read a little bit about Imprellis, the weed killer. There's something about and we do have a tree, a person taking care of our lawn, and that was ruining a lot of shrubbery. So would there be any other reasons why they would die?
If they use that product on it, this was a product made by, I think, Dow or Monsanto or something.
Yeah.
And they used it on Long Island. They used it in New Jersey. And they used it scattered all over the place.
Hmm.
And this is a bad, bad product. It was killing spruce and pine trees that were up to 2 feet in diameter.
Mm.
And it has been removed from the market. So
okay.
If you have a landscaper who
but I don't know if he used it or not. I'm not sure if he used it or not.
Dan, I would ask him.
Okay.
Ask him what he used around your plant. And if he used that product, then that product killed your plant.
Okay, if it wasn't that, though, is there anything else that would have killed them?
It could have been the winter, but, okay, let's start. What kind of holly was it? Was it a blue holly, English, American? Do you know?
No, not really.
Is it a small leaf, about 2 inches in length, and very dense growing?
Right.
Okay, it sounds like it could be a blue holly. And there are many, many varieties of it. Does it face south all winter?
No, it's in the north.
It's in the north, okay.
Mm.
Then it could be maybe it got too wet.
Uh-huh.
But holly should have a half a day of sun for it to really do well.
Okay.
But check with your landscaper and find out what he used. You have a great week. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week. Remember, Father's Day is Sunday.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.